Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Paul Zane Pilzer is here, too. He's a new friend. And Paul is a world-renowned economist. He's a former advisor to two different presidential administrations. He's been a software entrepreneur very successfully, former award-winning professor at New York University. He's a New York Times best-selling author, including of a number of other books, including the one I'm holding in my hand, The New Health Insurance Solution. And the author is Paul Zane Pilzer. He's our new friend. Paul, welcome to the show.
Welcome. It's great to be here. Thank
it's
you.
It's good to have you here, Paul. And I'm really glad, and I want to congratulate you on taking the time, and this was a great effort that you produced with your book, to get this information out, because I agree with you. In your book, you basically say that the problem with healthcare solutions for, especially for small businesses, is not so much that the solutions aren't there, but that the information about the solutions is just not generally known.
Well, actually, because a lot of those solutions just showed up. So most of the solutions in the book, as I explained, the usual attitude people have to the book is, this is impossible, how come I never heard of this? Oh, I see here it just passed in 2005.
Right.
So most of the solutions for health insurance for individuals in small business just showed up, and now people need to know about them.
Well, and I'll tell you this, Paul, if they've been listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, they know about this, because we've been talking about this for a long time. You and I have been moving along on a track. You've been studying this and writing about it from your perspective, and we've been covering it quite a bit on this show, because I do think when I travel across the country, Paul, and I talk to small business owners, I ask them, what is the single thing that kept you up last night? And they say healthcare insurance, paying for healthcare.
Yeah, it's very, very sad. I first testified on health insurance in 1985, where I said, show me a small business owner of a 100 or a person less company, and I will show you a man who knows the first name of every one of his employees' children.
That's exactly
right. And it's very sad. But fortunately, the solution's there, and I'm very excited to see the various companies, including ours, taking advantage of it. And, of course, the two solutions, let's get right to them, are that the law changed in 2005, and in lieu of a group health insurance plan, companies may now give individuals tax-free allowances to buy their own health insurance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the big decision in 2005 was, before this year, if you wanted to give your employees health insurance, you'd have to give them $2 out of your pocket before taxes to have $1 left to buy health insurance.
Right.
Today you can give a tax-free HRA allowance program, and just tell the, or the employee can contribute to such a program, and the employee can go buy their own health insurance. The second thing that's changed is that individual health insurance for 90% of the people out there is half the price of employer group health insurance. If you're in a group where your employer is paying for health insurance, and you went to the same carrier and said, give me the same benefits from the same carrier, and I'm healthy, if you're in the 90% healthy applicant pool of employees, you'll get the same benefits for half the price. Why? Because 10% of the people use 80-90% of the health insurance or
right.
health care costs.
Right.
And now, of course, you might say, what happens to the 10%? And that's the other big change in 2005. The other big change is that in 2005, all states are now legally required to give state-guaranteed health insurance, usually from their local Blue Cross, regular good health insurance, guaranteed by the state, to people with pre-existing conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So this wouldn't have worked before this year for 10% of your employees, or up to 20% who have pre-existing conditions. Now the state has finally got to do what it should have done all along. Somebody's got a pre-existing condition. It shouldn't be the burden of the small 10-person dry cleaner he happens to
right.
work for.
That's exactly
it should be the burden
right.
of you, me, and everyone in America, especially if it's a child. And now that exists. And the reason most people don't know about that is HIPAA, the law passed in 1996,
right.
gave the states until the end of 2004 to set up such state-guaranteed coverage.
So now that's happened. And now that is information that I think the average small business owner does not know.
No. Well, it's been amazing. My typical interview, you know, I've had such great stories in Newsweek and CNN, Forbes, Wall Street Journal on the book. And they start out with, this doesn't make sense. I don't think you could do this legally. Call back a few hours later. You know, I can't believe I missed this story. Let's go. And they write up the solution.
I will tell you, that is one issue we haven't covered. We've talked about MSAs for years on this show. We've talked about HSAs. We've talked about how HSAs are not just for individuals. They're, you know, they can be part of the employee package, the benefits package. But we have not talked about the last issue you're talking about, spreading the risk for the folks who are the biggest burden on the health system, spreading that over all Americans.
Yeah, well, actually, it isn't really spreading from a small business owner. It's saying, listen, I'm running a business here. I can't take care of hiring somebody whose daughter's got leukemia. I feel sorry for her. I feel so sorry. I want to hire the father.
Right.
Like, let me hire the father or mother and not go broke taking care of the child.
How does that work? Let's say we have a scenario like that, Paul, and somebody wants to come to work for us, and we know that that they've got this pre-existing situation in their family. Tell us about the mechanics of that.
Right, and the best part is you don't know, and here's what's so beautiful about it. Instead of a group health plan, you set up an individual allowance program. So say for a moment you say, I contribute, the average cost of health insurance in my state is $110 for a high deductible or $500 a month for a full family plan, and I must treat all employees equally. I give every employee the same allowance. You just go hire people. They go, what about your health care? You have an allowance program. What does that mean? We give you an allowance of $500 a month. Go buy your own health care. How do you buy health care? Well, you go to Blue Cross and you give them a list of carriers, and there are many, many companies that do this. I founded a company that's now part of Revolution Health Group, owned by Steve Case, that exactly does this for companies. But you don't need to go to my company. There's many companies that do it. And the company goes to the individual, says, okay, here are the 8, 9, 5 major insurance carriers in my state offering health insurance. If you are rejected for health insurance from any one of them or uprated, that means you're charged 10% more, say,
because of your circumstances.
Right. You become, in most states, automatically eligible, in 41 states, for their what's called state-guaranteed coverage. Now, what's state-guaranteed coverage? We always had government-guaranteed coverage for old people called Medicare.
Right.
We've always had government-guaranteed coverage for poor people called Medicaid.
Medicaid, right.
We now have a new type of government-guaranteed coverage, and I wish it had a better name. It's called state-guaranteed coverage. Some states call it their risk pool, but it's really state-guaranteed coverage, and that's why the book has a 100-page appendix state-by-state explaining this and how to get it in each state.
Right.
And each state is different, but in general, it's the standard Blue Cross health insurance issued by the largest carrier, which is usually Blue Cross in the state. The premium is twice the amount of normal healthy health insurance, and it must take you and cover all conditions. Now, stay with that. It's really not twice the amount, because it's twice the amount only for the single individual in your family.
Just for that one, not for everybody else.
Right. This is 125%.
This is good. This is an example of how the government has helped, and we've got to get... we're going to talk about this some more with Paul Zane Pilzer right after these messages. I want to talk some more about HSAs, health savings accounts. Those are a big deal, folks. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams that we chase become lost in the sun.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Welcome back. The book is The New Health Insurance Solution by Paul Zane Pilzer, P-I-L-Z-E-R. Ladies and gentlemen, this book is probably going to save you some money. What's the price on this book, Paul?
The list is $25, but it's as low as $14.15 at Amazon, Walmart, or at Walmart's a good place to get it, or at buy.com.
This book, folks, for $15 or $20 or whatever you have to pay for it, could save you thousands of dollars, maybe even help you keep some good employees, maybe help you hire that employee that you're really trying to get, and you're trying to figure out how to do a better job with your benefits. This could be a really good investment. I certainly encourage you to check it out. The New Health Insurance Solution by Paul Zane Pilzer. Paul, I want to talk about HSAs, health savings accounts. I own an HSA. We're now with our second company. Let me tell you why. The first company, the moment you could buy an HSA, our application was in. and we got it issued. It was a challenge. You know, I get the idea that insurance companies don't quite know, they're not quite very polished with their issuing and the management of their HSAs.
They don't get it yet.
That's right. But let me ask you the other question. Let me ask you my question though. I believe that they also didn't in the early days know how to price HSAs, because the price we got I thought was too high. We paid it anyway because it was still cheaper than the other way. But we started looking around, and within 6 months, we were able to buy an HSA with the same coverage for about 40% of the premium of the first one. My question is this: are insurance companies finally getting it that HSAs don't have to cost that much?
Yeah, you'll find that in the book, pretty well covered, as well as on the website. HSA today in about 45, 46 states is 30-40% of a standard health insurance policy.
Yeah, yeah.
And when we say HSA, we're really talking about a high deductible health insurance policy that qualifies you to open a health savings account.
Up to $5,000 a year, of self-insurance.
Right. Actually, your deductible can be up to $10,000 a year. You can put in your HSA the amount of your deductible up to $5,250 a year.
Right. That's okay. You're right. The you're talking about the investment side of the HSA.
Right, but the beautiful part also about an HSA for employers is that you could offer your employees an HSA and you don't have to pay a penny if you don't want to. An employee can tell you, unlimited, take up to $5,250 of my salary pre-tax and send it over here to my HSA. You're not even contributing a penny in this case to the employee's HSA, and the employee's saving you money because every dollar of wages you put in the HSA, you save 7.5% on FICA tax.
Right, and they do too.
And they say 7.5% plus their ordinary state
plus
and federal
the income
tax.
Because folks, it's treated. Think of it as an IRA for your health insurance.
Yeah, or a 401k. An HSA is more like a 401k because both employers and employees can make those contributions.
You're right. I was still thinking of the MSA, but that's exactly right. And so what do you know? A family of two could be paying like $250 a month.
So less than that. The national average for an HSA policy today is $90 a month.
For an individual.
For an individual, and a family of two would pay $180 a month.
Yeah, yeah. And that's with about a $5,000 deductible?
No, that's with about a $2,600 deductible.
Okay, that's pretty darn good. Well, see, what's happening is, Paul, as I think you know, and as you talk about in your book, the marketplace is finally getting away from the paternalistic corporate-based healthcare solutions and moving towards market-based solutions.
Well, we've seen what happened in 1997. We have a new technical surgery came out called LASIK, LASIK,
right,
which could correct vision. And LASIK in 1997 was done in a hospital operating room at a cost of about $3,000 an eye.
Right.
But people didn't pay. The companies didn't pay for LASIK. Employees were on their own. What happened? Because people were spending with their own money and voting with their feet, the cost of LASIK from 1997 to 2004 dropped from $3,000 an eye to $500 an eye, and it went from hospital operating rooms to convenient shopping centers around the country.
Right, right.
And that's what's happening with all of medical. Both Target and Walmart this year are opening up medical clinics for people who are saying, not only do I want convenient pricing, I want to be able to go do my shopping and have it be paged and walk over to the clinic. And I like standardized systems at Walmart and McDonald's instead of all these people all over the place. And I don't like to wait hours for an appointment, and I want cheaper prices. And that's why typical medical clinics for children today are opening up in Walmart and Target, all because people have HSA money to choose to go to Walmart and Target for their family.
Well, and so what's happening is, and this is, folks, this is what we all have to be doing, and you've heard me say this many times before for many years, we've all got to quit being patients of the healthcare system and start being consumers of the healthcare system. Paul, what do you think?
No, absolutely. Two chapters of my book are just on pharmacy, because you can walk up to a pharmacy where five people are waiting for the same prescription, and you wouldn't believe one's paying $90 and one paying $5, and they have no idea what they're paying. The whole pharmacy system is such a Byzantine pricing network. I haven't met anybody that I can't save them 30-40% on the same medications they're taking instantly, and that's why I wrote up all those tricks in two chapters in just the book.
Right. All right, we've got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts, Paul.
Last thoughts, everyone needs to take control of their health care. The last person you want providing you health insurance is your employer. All you want your employer to do is give you a tax-free allowance of your wages to buy your own health insurance. You could do much better on your own in every state in the country today.
This is going to be, folks, what Paul's talking about and the things he talks about in his book are going to give you a new lease on life with regard to providing benefits for your employees. I really think you could get a lot smarter and save a lot of money and probably be a lot more successful in your business. If you know what Paul knows, the book is called The New Health Insurance Solution, available wherever books are sold. Paul, will you come back another day?
That's brilliant. Like it very much. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we'll have you back again. Paul Zane Pilzer, P-I-L-Z-E-R. Quick break, right back with Dave Anderson. We're going to become unpolitically correct right after these messages. 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.